Христом Иеремия.
Sai Ram. My reverential salutations at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Revered elders, fellow trustees, the All India President of the Satya Sai Seva Organization, my fellow devotees and devotees from all over Swami's world, I bring you greetings and good wishes on the happy and holy day of Guru Purnima. We have just heard Prarthana to the Guru. Gurur Brahma, Guru Vishnuhu, Guru Devo Sanatanaha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Most of us know the meaning of this. It is the adoration of the Guru as the Parabrahman or the ultimate Godhead. He is the Vishnu and He is God for all time to come, Sanatana. He is the very present God, Sakshat. It is not Paroksha, it is right in front of you. Saaksha is in front of your eyes. To that Guru, I am bowing down. The other prayer also is very beautiful and evocative. Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I am ajnana, I am enveloped in the darkness of ajnana, and how do I see light? If you close your eyes and you see darkness, the only way in which you can see light is by opening your eyelids. If you are not able to open your eyelids, then you cannot see light. That great guru is the one who helps us gently, slowly, by his words, by his actions, to open our eyes. And once we open our eyes, we are able to see beautiful light, and that ajnana vanishes. That is the second prayer. And I am reminded of a famous doha from Kabir Das Ji, which I have referred to on occasions in the past, but today I think it is important for us to remember that, as to what Kabir Das Ji said about Guru. He said, Sab dharti kagaz karu, lekhani sab ban raay, saath samund ki masi karu, guru guna likha na jaye. It's a beautiful description. And if one were to sit down to write all the qualities of the guru, what would you require and still be unable to finish? You make this entire world into paper. You make all the trees into pens. You make all the oceans into ink. And you keep writing and writing and writing. The story of guru, the mahima of guru is never going to end. What a beautiful way of putting it. And we have been so blessed to be in this presence. In these difficult times for the whole world, Swami has blessed all of us to be here in person. In addition, Swami has blessed such a large number of people who are not able to physically come to be here. In fact, I was reminiscing, it was 7 months ago that I last came to Puttaparthi and to Prashanti Nilayam. This has never happened in the last 25 years. I could not miss a weekend visit to Puttaparthi for so many years. And in this last 8 months or so, Swami has said, you do your sadhana wherever you are. And He is prompting us to do that sadhana wherever we are. And by His grace, I must tell you, we have not stopped our sadhana even one day. Every day we are doing our sadhana of bhakti, of learning, of stotras, of reading. We read the entire Ram Katha Raswahini. What a beautiful account of Ramayana. So Swami is telling us, wherever you are, you remember God, you remember me, and do your sadhana. I think that is very, very important. Now, what is the significance of Guru Purnima? Now, Purnima is a full moon day, as we all know. In the lunar calendar month, it shows us that today the moon is its full brightness. Now, moon is something which has an effect on the mind. Chandrama manaso jataha chaksho suryo ajayata. This is what we see here in Purushutta. So, it has an effect on the mind. So, on this day, if you worship, and it is also called as Vyasa Purnima. Now, as we all know, Bhagavan Vedavyasa was one of the greatest composers, and he is the one who is accredited with being the author of the four Vedas, the Puranas, Mahabharata, and a number of other works. He is the one who digested this entire knowledge of Sanatana Dharma into one place where it is available for us to see. So he was the ultimate guru, and therefore it is also called Vyasa Purnima. In the traditional and the religious mutts that we have and the institutions, the sannyasis who have taken the oath, you know, as we all know, there are four stages of life. That is called Chaturvarnyam and Chatur Ashramaha. Fourth ashrama is Brahmacharya, Gruhasthashrama, Vanaprastha, and the last one being sannyasa. So the last stage of life is when you renounce everything. If a person renounces, he renounces his family. That is why we often refer, when we refer to some revered sannyasi, we say his purvashrama, he was so and so. That means, before he became a sannyasi, whatever he had, he has completely left it. Therefore, he is no longer connected. In fact, they even leave their family, if they have a family. So in this sannyasa ashrama, there are certain vratas that they have to perform. Certain rituals have to be performed. And all across, the sannyasis perform what is called as a chaturmasya. It runs for 2 months. It starts from today with the sankalpa. And for the next 2 months, very rigorously it is followed, especially in the traditional mutts that I am aware of. The sannyasis are immersed 24 hours into sadhana only. They sleep only 2 or 3 hours. They eat only one meal a day. They don't eat anything in the night. They have to chant Bhagavad Gita every day. They have to chant Om 1 lakh times a day. Now just imagine, that means their whole body is completely immersed in the contemplation of the Lord. And if we go and have darshan of such great personalities, Swami is here in front of us. If we come and have His darshan, His radiance is going to flow into us. His blessing is going to come into our hearts. And His benevolent hands are always going to be on top of our head so that He keeps our head cool and allows us to do the right things. Because in this world, we are always prompted to do wrong things. Swami's hand will gracefully sit on our head and will ensure that we don't do the wrong things. This is the great mahima of this Guru Purnima Vrata that we are going to start from today. On this occasion, I need to speak a little bit about some developments. It is believed that spiritual progress needs the benevolent blessing of the preceptor or guru. He is one who dispels darkness by shedding light. In fact, Swami has often said this, guru means one who removes darkness by giving light. On this day, we pay obeisance to the guru and rededicate ourselves to him. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is called as the Gurunam Guruhu, or he is the guru of the gurus. There is no greater guru other than Bhagavan. We therefore supplicate ourselves to him and beseech him to guide us on the spiritual path towards God. Now the spiritual path towards God, how do we achieve God? I would like to quote a beautiful shloka verse from that famous composition called Shivananda Lahari, and I will explain that briefly. Swarupam tava pujane Shiva Mahadeveti Sankirtane Samipyam Shiva Bhakti Dur Yajanata Sangatya Sambhashane Salokyam Cha Characharatmakatanam Dhyane Bhavani Pate Sayujyam Mama Siddha Matra Bhavati Swamin Krutartosmeham. There are four levels of reaching God. The first level is Sarupyam. You are looking at God. How can we look at God? What can we do? Only thing we can do is we can worship Him, and we can do is Sankirtana. That is what we are all doing here. Swami always emphasizes on Sankirtana. That is the first step. Samipyam. When you come near Him, what can you do? You can show bhakti to Him. And that bhakti should be firm bhakti. Amele, salokyam. That means you are in His world. In His world, what is it that you can do? Is you can only keep holding His feet and keep chanting His name and calling Him Bhavani Pate or whatever God that we think of. Last one is sayujyam. Sayujyam is a stage when we actually merge in the Lord and we become one with the Lord. And how do we become one with the Lord? Is only by the Lord's grace. And that Lord's grace, for that grace which God is giving us, I am always bowing down and showing my grateful thanks and gratitude to you. This is what one verse of the shloka says. Now if we bear this in mind, we need to supplicate ourselves daily to Bhagavan and pray to Him fervently to allow me to go through these four stages and go to the last stage of being Sayujya. Today, with the divine blessings of Swami, it is my pleasant duty to place before Bhagavan and the devotees the background for the formation of Sri Satya Sai Global Council, which was announced on the 23rd of November 2020 at the 95th birthday celebrations of Swami, which was held in the holy precincts in the hallowed abode of Swami. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba founded and established a service organization for the benefit of humanity. The message that Baba came to deliver is universal. It is based on the five cardinal human values, namely Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa. Though Baba travelled only once outside India to East Africa, His teachings became known in different parts of the world. Baba used many forms of communication with his devotees and followers. Those who came to have his darshan in India were blessed with direct contact at a personal level, at community level, and through public darshan, interaction and discourses delivered by Baba. Millions of Baba's followers benefited by this process in their personal lives. Baba's important teaching was that God is all pervasive and resides in the human heart. To rediscover Him, it is necessary to engage in selfless service. Among the many paths towards God well recognized in Sanatana Dharma, the path of karma, which includes the path of service, has been emphasized by Bhagavan. To engage in such service activities, one needs to organize oneself, and for this purpose, Baba set up the seva organizations both at India and international level. Baba played a pivotal role in the functioning of these organizations by laying down clear guidelines, the programs, the rituals, and the manner in which devotees should come together in Sai centers or samitis. The activities of Sai centers and samitis were clearly enunciated with emphasis on morals and ethics. Participation of women and children was encouraged with special programs in order to bring about cohesion and uniformity. Geographical divisions based on countries and regions formed the administrative hierarchy, with national presidents and service, spiritual, Mahila and Bal Vikas coordinators. Before the Mahasamadhi of Baba on the 24th of April 2011, the Seva organizations were nurtured and guided by Baba personally. He interacted directly with the president of the All India Seva organization, the state presidents in various states of India, and in international organization with the chairman and several country heads, and guided them in all their activities and blessed their endeavors. The main aim of Seva organization was to inculcate in the devotees a desire to serve as an essential element for spiritual advancement. Service to mankind was elevated to the level of a kind of penance or sadhana. Such service was the bedrock of the Sai organization. Post the Mahasamadhi, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, which had been set up by Baba, took over the mantle of the responsibility of continuing all activities inspired by him, including the upkeep and running of Prashanti Nilayam. The holy Samadhi of Baba is in Prashanti Nilayam, where devotees continues to throng to pay homage, to pray, and to receive his blessings. The Sai organizations are connected to Prashanti Nilayam. The divine guidance, which was available in person up to the year 2011, is now sought from the omnipresent spirit of Baba. In the 10 years after Mahasamadhi, the Sai organization continued to keep up the spirit of Seva by carrying on activities as per teachings of Baba. Sri Satya Sai Central Trust has been playing a key role and is providing guidance to the national and international Sai organizations. Baba's mission is truly global. In today's world, the values enshrined in Baba's teachings are most relevant. In order to formalize and to provide a firm foundation for continued achievement of the ideals and goals as per the teaching of Sri Satya Sai Baba, the consequent to the recognition of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust by the United Nations by conferring special consultative status, a closer connection to Baba's service organizations in different parts of the world, to Prashanti Nilayam and to Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, has become necessary. Towards this end, the trustees of Satya Sai Central Trust deliberated over the matter for a considerable period of time. The All India Seva organization also faced a similar issue. The All India president, after consultations with senior leaders in the organization and the Central Trust, decided to form a national council as an advisory consultative body to aid and assist the All India president in the discharge of his duties, particularly the selection of office bearers of the Sai organization at all levels, including the All India president, to succeed the present incumbent. In the formation of the National Council, the All India President perceived that association of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust in the functioning of the Sai organization would be beneficial to all. One representative from the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust was requested to be nominated as a member of the National Council. The Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust then nominated one of its trustees, Dr. V. Mohan, to be a member of the National Council. The National Council has been functioning in accordance with its objectives in a smooth and efficient manner, with a lot of synergy that has been generated between the All India Sai Organization and the Central Trust. In so far as the Sathya Sai International Organization is concerned, after the Mahasamadhi of Baba, the International Organization has been functioning with the present chairman leading it. The relationship between the International Organization and the Central Trust was on informal lines. There was no institutional connection between the two. The Central Trust took note of the guidance given by Baba in two discourses, where he categorically mentioned that the International Sai Organization must have its connection and base in Prashanti Nilayam and to Central Trust. The office bearers must be appointed from Prashanti Nilayam. Keeping this in mind, the trustees decided to form the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council and made the announcement on the 23rd of November 2020, after the same was shared with the chairman of the international organization. In the announcement, it was made clear that the body would be formed after discussion with all concerned by following year's Guru Purnima, that is today. A draft of the document which was to form the basis for the formation of the Global Council was also shared with the International Organization Chair. The Global Council envisages one forum with all three wings of the Sai Mission joining, namely the Central Trust, the All India Seva Organization, International Sai Organization. Appreciating the concept and the sentiment behind the Sathya Sai Global Council, a large number of Sai centers from all over the world have become members of the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council. The All India Sai Organization lost no time in joining the Global Council along with Sai centers in India. Thus, more than 90% of the worldwide number of members of the Sai Organization have accepted the Sathya Sai Global Council without any reservation and have welcomed it. The Sri Sathya Sai Global Council envisages a plenary body called the Global Council, with membership of all countries which have Sai centers. There will be two executive committees, one for international, one for national, and a permanent secretariat based at Prashanti Nilayam. All the member countries of the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council will have an opportunity to interact with the National Organization of India and the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. The executive committees will manage the administration of the Sai mission in India and abroad. The composition of these executive committees is fairly large. In the Global Council and in the executive committees, only three representatives of the Central Trust will be members. All the bodies will take decisions by simple majority. The Central Trust will not have any right of veto. I repeat, the Central Trust will not have any right of veto. Since the formation of the Sathya Sai Global Council, many Sai centers, country organizations and others have expressed their willingness and have signed up to be members. Over 800 Sai centers all over the world have joined. Many national organizations have joined. Many regional organizations have joined. Many devotional groups have joined. Many trusts have joined. At present, Sri Sathya Sai Global Council is truly a representative body of the entire Sai world in India and abroad, with 1,014 registrations as of now. The Sri Sathya Sai Global Council will provide a forum for all Sai organizations to come together, sit together, discuss in a spirit of cooperation, friendship, mutual respect and independence. The object of this body is to unify the entire Sai world so that each will know what the other is doing, and policy decisions can be taken at the level of the Global Council, keeping in mind the particular differences among countries, regions and certain areas which require special treatment due to local conditions and regulations. The spirit of the Global Council is unity, unity, unity. Swami often emphasized the need for one and all to come together and work together in a spirit of harmony, brotherhood, friendship and mutual respect. This is exactly what the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council intends to do. I would like to conclude with the assurance that the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council will function in a free and fair manner. The Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust has no intention or desire to control either the All India Sai Organization or the International Sai Organization, which is spread all over the world. With these words, I humbly offer this bouquet of Sri Sathya Sai Global Council to Swami, with a fervent prayer to bless all participants in the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council and all devotees who are attending this function through the modern means of communication, which has become the order of the day for the last 15 months or so due to the ongoing pandemic which has enveloped the world and threatens to continue disruption of normal life. I pray to Swami to give His divine benediction on this occasion and bless us. I am reminded of a beautiful shloka again from Adi Shankaracharya in Vishnu Shatpadi Stotra. I'll recite it and explain the meaning and conclude. Avinaya mapanaya Vishnu damaya manaha shamaya vishaya mrugatrushna bhutadaya vistaraya taraya samsara sagarataya. It's a beautiful prayer. Avinaya mapanaya Vishnu, infuse in me humility. Damaya manaha, my mind is jumping around, make it cool, make it calm. Shamaya vishamaya trushnaha, I am after a lot of material things in the world, my desires are limitless. Please reduce those devices, make it shamana, cool, calm. What else should we ask for? Bhutadaya vistaraya taraya. Bhutadaya means love for all living beings. Make it vistara. Make it broad. Make it wide. Let my love for human beings, let my love for everything in the world expand. It should be one of expansion. Vistara. Taraya samsara sagarataya. Samsara is a sagara. We are all in the boat. Please help me to cross this samsara sagara in this manner. This is my humble prayer to Bhagavan. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir, for your words of wisdom as we embark on a journey towards our beloved Jagadguru, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, with renewed spirit of dedication and surrender. Now, all the countries, regions, centers and devotional groups around the world will offer themselves with a spirit of unflinching faith, unity and purity, praying for the divine grace and blessings on this auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima. We now call upon our respected Sri Chakravarti Garu, Sri S.S. Naganand, Sri Nimish Pandya and Sri R.J. Ratnakar to offer the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council, the unifying collective body of Sri Sathya Sai Seva activities throughout the world. Thank you. Sai Ram. We now request Sri K. Chakravarti Garu, Chairman, Sri Sathya Sai Global Council, to deliver the welcome address. Sai Ram.
My prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Fellow devotees on the road to Puttaparthi, the hallowed place of Prashanti Nilayam, which God has chosen to live upon this earth for 85 short years. Welcome to the countries and Sri Sathya Sai centers who have joined the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council, for which Prashanti Nilayam is the chosen center. The Sri Sathya Sai Global Council is an institutional representation of the grand idea that has dominated the thinking and feeling of Bharat, namely Vasudeva Kutumbakam. You have all joined out of your strong conviction that you are all engaged in spreading the message and teachings of Bhagwan in your places of stay and worship, and feel the umbilical cord that ties you to Prashanti Nilaya. You are moved by genuine desire to engage yourselves as true sevaks and noble participants in the task ahead of all of us. The arms of the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council are waiting to embrace all those who have not yet formally registered themselves in the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council. We will all be waiting here for your homecoming. To refer to this place as adharmic by some is indeed puerile. This place will make adharmic people to be dharmic, and not the other way round. And those who have chosen to place their services at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba ought to be hailed as having taken the correct decision. All their lives will become purified by the pervading divinity here. Sri Sathya Sai Global Council, by its very nature, stands sanctified. It's of course a little disheartening that all the Sri Sathya Sai centers in all the countries have not formally joined, although they have a place in the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council by virtue of their being Sri Sathya Sai centers in different parts of the world. Possibly there is a varying period of maturation for these Sri Sathya Sai centers to claim their rightful place in the hallowed Sri Sathya Sai Global Council. On the way to join the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council, a few countries and Sri Sathya Sai centers seem to be bedeviled by misconceptions born out of genuine error or deliberate falsification of the intent and objective behind the setting up of the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council. As you are all aware, we have two seva organizations, one for India and another for the countries overseas. As such, the identity of the two arms has not been disturbed. The Sri Satya Sai Global Council is conceived as inclusive of both. And as such, there is no question of a choice being asked to be exercised between the Sri Satya Sai organizations overseas and Sri Satya Sai Global Council. Since the devotees are naturally part of Prashanti Nilayam. It is pertinent to remark at this stage that while announcing the setting up of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council, it was made clear that all the functionaries at various levels will continue because all of them are seen as doing seva to Bhagwan. We take it that there is a time and hour for those that have not joined the Sri Satya Sai Global Council to do so. It is my hope and prayer to Bhagwan that it will not take much time for them also to take their legitimate place in the Sri Satya Sai Global Council. This body of Sri Satya Sai Global Council will, I hope and pray, become a common divine platform for all those engaged in furthering and strengthening the Sai mission across the globe. Wishing you all a happy and holy Guru Purnima and placing my reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for shedding light on the clear perspective for the way forward. We now welcome Sri Nimish Pandya, Vice Chairman, Sri Satya Sai Global Council, to address the August gathering. Sri Nimish Pandya.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, and eternally acknowledging that he is omnipresent with us and right now blessing all of us as we have this function dedicated as his divine lotus feet. Pranams to Bhagwan with a prayer to guide all of us. Because the most important thing on this auspicious Guru Purnima day is to recognize that he is the doer, he is the master, he is the planner, he is the executor. It is important for all of us to recognize on this auspicious Guru Purnima day that all our lives are ordained and objected to only one goal, and that is to recognize that the master has repeatedly reminded us that he is in us, he is outside us, above us, inside us, below us, everywhere. In fact, I'm always enamored at the quote when Bhagwan said that everything in the world is complicated, God alone is simple. And we've always wondered that why have we always tried to make God complicated and the world simple? Why are we always external in our look? And what is it that stops us from going internal and recognizing the truth of what Bhagwan has said? We've always realized that Bhagwan has realized our handicap in understanding the simple truth that he alone is simple and everything else is complicated. And therefore, out of his infinite grace, he gave us the platform of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. With simple mandates and simple diktats for each mankind to follow. Dear brothers and sisters, are we not completely blessed to be contemporaries of the Divine Master? To have heard from His divine words and His grace and His love, the simplicity of the path that leads to His lotus feet. And therefore, the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations all over the world have a very unique existence. Because Baba said, this is a platform. This is not the ownership of anybody. Nobody can stake claim of ownership on this platform because he is the boss. And he's very clearly laid down that I have nothing to do with this organization. I have gifted this to you with my name with only one goal. And that is to ensure that each one of us strengthens our one-to-one relationship with him before we close our eyes and exit this world of this beautiful world that Bhagavan has created. It is very important for us to note on this auspicious Guru Purnima day, brothers and sisters, that every breath, every action in sadhana must be directed to that goal. That when the eyes have to close, we only see Bhagwan Shri Siddha Sai Baba and no one else. Nobody else is important except for him is the mandate. The Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India had really no hesitation in joining the Sri Satya Sai Global Council. Because India stood as a cultural heritage to unite, and as Brother Chakravarti mentioned, Vasayudeva Kutumbakam, one family. We are not your family and my family, we are our family. The world is one family. To say that India is different from the international organization or the international organization is different from the Indian organization is ignorance. Because all of us are one, we are bound by one love, one affection. And therefore, we had no hesitation at all in joining. In fact, it is a furtherance of the divine plan unfolding before all of us, brothers and sisters. In retrospect, when I look back at the decision of joining the Sri Satya Sai Global Council, I realize that in these difficult times of pandemic, when the world is suffering, akin to what Sri Lord Shri Krishna did when he raised the Govardhan Parvat and brought the whole world below the Parvat in protection, today the Sri Satya Sai Global Council is the act of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba of raising the whole Govardhan Parvat and bringing the world below in it its protection. And that is the whole divine concept of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council. I wonder where was the debate to join or not to join. The whole concept was to join the Sri Satya Sai Global Council, which is located in Prashanti Nilayam. Is there a doubt? Is there a debate? In fact, that is the point that we need to reiterate and offer ourselves at Bhagwan's lotus feet. That there is no scope for debate on Bhagwan, what Bhagwan has said. The only duty is to follow what Bhagwan has said. Bhagwan can't be recognized by intellectual pursuit alone. It is total surrender added to intellectual pursuit that will help us to realize the divine lotus feet, brothers and sisters. And this Guru Purnima day, we have this beautiful platform of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council. And indeed, it is destiny, it is divine plan that it should be located and centered in Prashanti Nilayam. Because for a large tree like this, which is growing all over the world, the roots have to be secure. And what better place than securing the roots in Prashanti Nilayam, where the seed was sown by the Divine Master himself. So where is the question of any debate? For this tree to succeed and to remain bright, resplendent with fruits and leaves and branches from time eternal, the roots have to be in Prashanti Nilayam, and let no one doubt that ever. Secondly, don't we follow the Master? Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, right from his childhood and as he grew up, promised his mother Ishwaramma that I will never leave Prashanti Nilayam and go. I will stay here. In fact, when Sakamma offered Bhagwan, Sakamma Kafi Podi, as I understand, when she offered Bhagwan that I'll give you palaces to stay, Bhagwan says, no, I am going to stay in Prashanti Nilayam. It is Bhagwan's own action where he stayed in Prashanti Nilayam and invited the entire world to come to him, and he never stepped out. I think the Sri Satya Sai Global Council is in sync with Bhagwan's action, where the council is centered in Prashanti Nilayam and has invited the entire world to join. And therefore, that is the sacrosanct reason where it should be in Prashanti Nilayam only and nowhere else. Brothers and sisters, the Sri Satya Sai Global Council is a huge family. And in family, there are bound to be different kinds of people. There are bound to be different people with different natures and different aspects and thought processes. But the family is one. And the family that stays together is dear to Bhagwan. The family that comes together is dear to Bhagwan. I like the words that the chairman, Sri Chakravarti, mentioned. Yes, we are hoping for the returns of the prodigal sons who have not joined till now. But they will join because it is divine sankalp. How can you stay away from the divine master? And imagine a branch or a tree which wants to live on its own without the roots. I don't know how the intelligence can tell them that this branch or the tree will survive at all at any point of time. We are blessed in India to be one of the largest components of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council, as you've just heard from my earlier speakers. India accounts for 95% of the global population of Bhagwan's devotees all over the world. In fact, recently during the COVID Seva, when I got the report from my constituents, we have been able to serve 40 lakh people in India. And without any help from anybody, the devotees have garnered more than 24 crores worth of help to the people in India all throughout the country in the last pandemic, second time. How does this happen? We are all simple people. We are not MBAs and we are not management consultants. We are humble people in India, constituting 95% of the world's devotees who have only one thing in their heart. We want to make Swami happy, we want to improve ourselves, and we want to be dedicated at the source, which is Prashanti Nilayam. As rightly said, for decades and decades, the Indian organization has been in association with Prashanti Nilayam. Every week, thousands of people are here doing seva. In fact, probably, I now get a feeling that the people abroad could not connect because they never got this opportunity to come and do seva in Prashanti Nilayam. I suppose henceforth, if people from all over the world come and do seva in Prashanti Nilayam, then the connect is going to get stronger and stronger. And imagine, if 95% is India, and 5% is rest of the world, from amongst that 5% also, UK, Mauritius, South Africa, and Nepal, being one of the strongest and the most populous devotee-oriented countries, if they've joined, and half of United States of America, the few who are left, I'm sure Mr. Chakravarti's prayers are going to work, and they will see the light of the day and come. There were 3-4 points that came up, and I'm grateful to Bhagwan for helping us and inspiring us to understand those 3-4 points which came up. The first point was of autonomy. And I thought to myself, Bhagwan's only autonomy given to people is not to office bearers of the Satsai organization, not to the institutions. In fact, the Satsai organization is not an institution at all, it's a platform. And the office bearers are not the people who have to achieve autonomy. The autonomy is for every devotee around the world to choose and be free to practice the teachings of Bhagwan Sri Satsai Baba. That's where the autonomy lies. We have not taken away anybody's autonomy. The second fact is, that are we true to our thought, word, and deed? When you listen to Bhagwan, you listen to his discourse, and his discourses and his writings become your Bible, you are always united in thought, word, and deed, and then there can be no dispute about that. As we will see now, shortly after I finish my presentation, Bhagwan has very clearly said what to do and what not to do. And therefore, I as the All India President has always found it very simple. To be very sure of what we are doing, just follow Bhagwan, see what he has said, and do it, and don't think. That's a simple solution that it comes forward from everywhere. And that's been the strongest factor, the supporting factor, why India has gained and degraded. And lastly, having said that India is the largest component, there was an issue, is India going to dominate the world? And the answer is, Bhagwan has said that India will never dominate the world. India will inspire the world as a leader. The word is inspiration and not domination. Domination is not in our culture. We are an inclusive society. We welcome everybody. In fact, we become one with everybody else. And despite becoming one with everybody else, it is God's grace that we still retain our uniqueness of Indian culture and spirituality. And therefore, the world need not fear about India. On the contrary, Bhagwan has said in his discourses that I want the world to follow what I have taught India. And that teaching which Bhagwan has given to India must lead the whole world as an inspiration and not as a domination are facts that we want to learn. Dear brothers and sisters, we are not here to pull at each other. We are not here to roll two ropes on two sides and pull against each other. We are here only to be governed by one pull. And that pull is the love of our divine master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. And we have no pullings to do with anybody. We do not hold any rope on the other side to be a tug of war. We leave the rope because we believe that the doer is Bhagwan and therefore we do not hold any rope in our hand. On the contrary, we say with warm hands, come and join us. With these few words, dear brothers and sisters, I am extremely happy to be a part of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council. India, my state presidents, my members of the National Council, all know very clearly from the bottom of their hearts that our salvation lies in surrendering to the Master, not by the brain, but through the heart. That's where he resides. And we pray to Bhagwan to bless all of us today, that very soon, as we march towards the centenary celebrations, one world, oneness, all of us together, all of us look alike, we have only one form, and that's the form of devoted people at your divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir, for inspiring and suffusing us with an energizing and enthusiastic spirit of seva and dedication at the Divine Lotus Feet. We'll now have an audio-visual presentation, which is a prayer song titled Unity is Divinity for World Peace, highlighting the various Sai Seva initiatives across the world. Sai Ram.
Satya Sai Baba, our most loving and compassionate Swami, is the only avatar to have set up an organization bearing his holiest name during his physical sojourn on earth. In his divine discourse on 21st November 1968, Swami asks the question, what is the special need for an organization bearing my name? And he gives the answer, you must realize me in all and serve all in a spirit of worshipful dedication. Thousands of devotees from all over the world have been active members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Filled with overflowing love and gratitude for Swami, they visit Prashanti Nilaya to bask in the direct presence and feel his divine proximity. Swami has selected Prashanti Nilaya as his center for the Sri Satya Sai avatar. In his own words,
ikkada mari konni sandehalanta kodano kontha mandiki kalta pettu untadi international anetundi dintlokala manamu yavat prapancham yokka satya sai samasthala yokka karyakartala yokka bhavalanu kontha mandi chakkaga artham cheskovatam ledu. వరల్డ్ కౌన్సిల్ అనేటువంటి వారి యొక్క సంబంధ బాంధవ్యాన్ని కూడా వారు చక్కగా గుర్తించడం లేదు. కొన్ని కొన్ని దేశములకు ప్రత్యేకించినటువంటి ఒక ప్రతినిధిని మనం నియమించుకోవాలని ప్రయత్నం చేస్తున్నాం. ఈ ప్రతినిధిని ఏ రీతిగా నియమించాలి, ఎవరు నియమించాలి, దీనికి మరికొంతమందికి కూడా కొన్ని ఆపోహలు ఉంటున్నాయి. అక్కడ ఉన్నటువంటి భక్తుల లోపల వారి యొక్క ఆశయాలను ఆధారం చేసుకుని భక్తుల యొక్క ఇచ్చ ప్రకారమే అక్కడ సెలక్షన్ కావాలి అంటారు. ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క కలతలు ప్రారంభమైతే ఇది క్రమక్రమేణా ఒక పాలిటిక్స్ అంటారు చూడండి, అక్కడ కొన్ని కొన్ని రకమైన ఎలక్షన్ గా తయారవుతుంది. ఈ ఎలక్షన్ లోపల ప్రేమలు పూర్తి కొన్ని చచ్చిపోతాయి. నిజముగా మనము ప్రేమను పెంచుకోవాలంటే ఎలక్షన్ లో మనం దిగ్గూడదు, సెలక్షన్ లో ఉండాలి. ఆ సెలక్షన్ సెంట్రల్ టెస్ట్ ద్వారా పోవాలి. ఎవరికెవరు వారికి వారు పోటాడుకొని వారికి వారి కలహములను పెంచుకొని విభాగముల చేత అనేక రకమైనటువంటి విషయాన్ని తర్కించుకోవటానికి ప్రయత్నించకూడదు. ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా, నిజముగా సత్యసాయి సంస్థల యందు ఎట్టి పవిత్రమైన భావాలు ఉంటున్నాయనేటువంటిది లోకం కూడా గుర్తిస్తూనే ఉంటుండాలి. సామాన్యమైనటువంటి సంసారములు కనుక కేవలం మానవ మాత్రులుగా ఉండటం చేత ఏదో కొంతమంది తప్పులు చేస్తూ ఉండవచ్చు. అంత మాత్రం చేత సంస్థలకు ఏమాత్రం కూడా దెబ్బ తగలదు. నిజంగా సత్యసాయి సంస్థలు చేస్తున్నటువంటి త్యాగము వర్ణనాతీతం.
స్వామి హెస్ లవింగ్లీ కండక్టెడ్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మీటింగ్స్, conferences and programs at Prashanthi Nilayam at the behest of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. Devotees come to Prashanthi Nilayam from all over the world as Sai centers have sprung up in so many countries. However, Swami said that a close coordination with Prashanthi Nilayam is always needed.
కనుక అక్కడ నుంచి కూడాను అక్కడ జరిగేటువంటి యొక్క పద్ధతుల గురించి మన ఇండియాకు తెలుపుతూ రావాలి. భారతదేశంలో ఏ పద్ధతులను అనుసరిస్తున్నామో వారి వారి దేశకాల పరిస్థితుల ప్రభావాన్ని గురించి వారు కూడా ఆ పద్ధతులు కొంతవరకు అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి. కనుక అక్కడ నుంచి కూడాను ఈ ఇండియాకు ఆ పరిస్థితులు తెలపాలి. ఆ ఆఫీస్ ఇప్పుడు ప్రశాంతి నిలయం ఆఫీస్.
హెల్పింగ్ డివోటీస్ టు మేక్ స్వామి ద సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ లైఫ్స్ has been the most important aspect of the organization. In fact, Swami has himself given three qualifications needed to become a member of the organization. Firstly, those wanting to become members should be eager spiritual aspirants. Secondly, they must have full faith in the name that the organization bears and in spreading that name in a manner suitable to its message and majesty. And finally, the member must have won recognition as a good person. Swami goes on to emphasize that no other qualification like money, scholarship, influence, authority or official position is needed. He further declared that for a person with the above-mentioned qualifications, even if they have no place in any organization bearing his name, they will have a place in his heart. Thus, every center, every samiti, and every bhajan mandali was formed with the sole aspiration to enable devotees to find a place in Swami's heart. Swami has been showering his love and blessings on all of us, and that continues to this day. On this most auspicious day of Guru Purnima, with the divine blessings and grace of our most beloved Swami, the Sri Sathya Sai Global Council has been instituted. On this joyous occasion, we would like to present a few messages sent by devotees from all over the world.
Un grand bonjour depuis Maurice, Mauritius. Swami, fais-nous content, s'il te plaît, bénis Sri Sathya Sai Global Council.
May Swami shower His grace upon all of us, and we can do the best for His devotees under the umbrella of Global Council.
On behalf of South Africa, we offer our heartfelt gratitude to our dearest Lord for allowing us the opportunity to be part of this newly formed global council structure.
On behalf of Sai devotee from Dema, I would like to take this opportunity to which Sri Satya Sai Global Council success.
Congratulations to Sri Satya Sai Global Council.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering our humble prayers at Bhagwan's lotus feet, it gives us, the devotees from Nepal, an immense pleasure to be part of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council.
To now adore you and serve you together with the members of the Global Sai family makes this blessing even sweeter.
On this very most sacred occasion of Guru Purnima and the very blessed day the Global Council is starting a new journey in its divine mission.
Happy and glorious Guru Purnima. My heartfelt congratulations from Hong Kong to Swami for today celebrating the Sri Satya Sai Global Council to start the new chapter of our Sai organization.
That through this Satya Sai Global Council, Swami has for generations to come linked all the devotees from the universe to the divine abode of Prashanti Nilayam. A great opportunity for all of us to work together.
We are very, very happy to be part of Sri Satya Sai Global Council.
Wishing everyone a very happy Guru Purnima with prayers to Swami to bless us all to continue his work in a way that makes him proud.
Sai Ram, the devotees of Taiwan are blessed to be part of this historic moment.
Om Sai Ram. Ivor Mati from Ghana, West Africa would like to extend my love and best wishes to the newly formed Sri Satya Sai Global Council as they embarked on this new venture.
It is with heartfelt joy that I express on behalf of the Italian devotees who with me joined the Sri Satya Sai Global Council, our Sai Mata Jayate Vijayate.
Om Sai Ram, dear brothers and sisters in Sai, on occasion of the founding of the Sri Satya Sai Global Council, loving greetings from Germany.
Offer my request for blessing and guidance for the Global Council to the lotus feet of our Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba. I'm so excited to be part of the Global Council.
Nous sommes heureux et privilégiés d'être en lien avec la demeure du Père Suprême à travers l'initiative Sai Global Council.
Sentence from Canada, take great joy and pride in uniting with centers around the world in offering ourselves in the name of Sri Satya Sai Global Council.
It gives many centers to be part of the bouquet of flower in joining Sri Satya Sai Global Council.
Bhagwan, I seek your blessings on this journey and the new chapter of Global Council.
The underlying purpose of this council is to facilitate every center and devotee in whichever part of the world they may be, to connect directly to Prashanti Nilayam and to Swami. The Sri Satya Sai Central Trust welcomes the centers from all over the world, from different continents and countries, to join the Sri Satya Sai Global Council and avail this golden opportunity to be a part of this divine family.
भजत अखिल मैत्री भजत अखिल
Shri Sai Ram, on this most auspicious Guru Purnima morning, we offer our prayerful salutations to the Sat Guru who has come as our mother, father, friend, guide, nay, our everything to lift us up from the darkness unto light. Swami, you are our life and breath. Life without Sai is a hopeless end, while life with Sai is an endless hope. Sadguru comes in human form. Everything about the form is Shivam, auspicious, Sundaram, beautific, and Shantam, serene. We prayerfully envision this glorious form of Sri Satya Sai and pay our obeisance to the Supreme One. Namo Namo Paratpara Sanatana Namostute.
ಗಣಿತ ಗುಣಾನಂದಂ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಜನ ಪೋಷಕ ಅಗಣಿತ ಗುಣಾನಂದಂ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಜನ ಪೋಷಕ ಅಪಾರ ಕರುಣಾಕಾರಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ನಮಾಮ್ಯ ಅಪಾರ ಕರುಣಾಕಾರಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ನಮಾಮ್ಯ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಪರಾತ್ಪರ
Swami's teachings are profoundly sublime, yet utterly practical for everyone. This composition of Swami's, written decades ago, contains the highest of truths which can be practiced in day-to-day life to experience peace and bliss. O Jiva, let Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema be your companions in this journey of life.
Thank you.
Sincerely pray that we diligently practice these universal values and redeem our lives. Help us realize that this entire creation shines by your effulgence. These words, melody and beat reverberate by your will, and it is by your grace alone that all pain and suffering are warded off. lucky are we that our Guru himself taught us how and what to pray. We offer this captivating composition of Swami himself, in which he reveals to us what the Sai Prabhu does to those of us who have surrendered completely to him. He protects those who sing his glories. He makes fearless those who are devoted to him. He releases us from bondages and transforms our lives.
Swami says that the Sadguru grants us all that we ask with the hope that one day we will ask that which he has come to grant. Swami, you have given us everything. We pray that your grace purifies our intellect to finally glimpse your truth, which is nothing but our own truth. When we realize ourselves, we realize this truth as Sada Sat Swarupam Chidananda Gandam Jagat Vyapakam Nirmalam, Nirgunam.
Guru Brahma Sanatan He.
Guru Brahma Sanatan He.
Guru Brahma Sanatan He.
Guru Brahma Sanatan He.
Paramatraya.
Thank you. जय बोलो भगवान।